You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Intelligent Sports Talk, afternoons on the Fan. Big Mac, Carton,
yeah.
Unnamed producer, and you, 888-808-1019. I want to go back just for a second to what Connor Hughes was telling us about an hour ago or so, Big Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that, it's his exclusive report, he gets credit for it, that part of the wooing of John Harbaugh over the last, whatever, 8, 10 hours, whatever it is, included Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
That Jackson Dart was part of that process and met with John Harbaugh.
Love it.
And I'm not sure if that was private or with the rest of the guys in the room, but that's something that you and I have discussed, for the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, we both said, while Jackson Dart doesn't make the decision,
sure,
nor should he, after 1 year, you'd certainly want to get those two guys in a room so they could have a man-to-man, coach to quarterback, conversation as a part of this process. Now, a lot of guys took shots at us and you,
mm-hmm,
for having that take.
Yeah.
But that take was not only accurate, the Giants did it.
Absolutely.
And it's a smart move.
Yeah. I mean, I've been on this for a while. I was saying he should have, he should be involved in the coaching decisions from the beginning, should be meeting with these coaches. And Connor, you said that too. He's met with almost every coach,
right,
that's come in because he's been in the facility.
Right.
He should be. Now, again, he shouldn't be picking them, but the idea that he's, and even Joe Shane kind of scoffed it off. Like, hey, he's a 22-year-old kid. All right. No one's saying he comes in and goes, oh, I just met with him. Not going to happen.
Like, right.
I get that. But there should be some relationship building. Now, Harbaugh is an easy decision, right? They want to go after Harbaugh.
Right.
They don't need him to say anything about John Harbaugh. They know they want to hire John Harbaugh. But I'm sure Harbaugh wanted to meet with him. Like, this is the future of the franchise.
That's why you're taking the job.
He's the reason you're right. taking the job.
I agree.
He needs to be in the mix here. He needs to be in discussion. They need to have a conversation. I'm sure John Harbaugh wanted to meet him and look him face to face. It's a big decision for John Harbaugh, too. Like, this is where he's going to pick, hopefully for the next handful of years and be successful. But, like, he's making a decision between three organizations that he views very comparable,
yep,
places he can go win, places he can go be successful, places he can go transform an organization. He wants to look in the eyes of the quarterback. I'm sure the quarterback should want to meet with the coach. I think it's good for the Giants, and I think it's good that the young quarterback's like, I'm hanging around.
Right.
I'm going to be around the facility. Let's talk to these guys.
Connor Hughes was the first to report that he did it live and exclusively with us here on the Fan,
mm-hmm,
and now other outlets are now taking it from Connor Hughes. But you heard that first here with Intelligent Sports Talk on the Fan. And Connor Hughes breaking down the fact that, yes, Jackson Dart not only met with John Harbaugh, but has had a conversation or met in person with every candidate that the Giants have brought in. That's smart business.
Mm-hmm.
For all the stuff we wondered about the New York Giants and their current level of competency, to me, Jackson Dart doesn't get to make the decision.
Of course.
But, man, I'd want the star, the new star of my team to at least have a quick 5-minute, a bagel and cream cheese with the guy that might be the next head coach.
Of course.
Because if those guys, for whatever reason, get off on the wrong foot, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So good job by you. And
yeah.
Who criticized you the most?
Oh, so I came out notes. To take that because there was a story that Cam Newton wanted to be involved in the next head coaching candidate. Okay. And I came out with, I don't blame him, and I think Jackson Dart should be involved too, meeting with these guys.
Yeah, who criticized you the most?
All over the place.
What would you say all over the place?
I mean, your former partner, Boomer.
Who's that?
Boomer Esiason.
So Boomer's on your list.
Yeah, he attacked you. Him and Greg were discussing it. A caller mentioned it to them that I had come up with that take, and the caller found it particularly a terrible take as well. Okay. And Boomer laughed at me.
Laughed at you.
Laughed.
Not with you.
And then him, no, not with me. No, at me.
Okay.
And then, you know, Gio kind of agreed, and they argued for a half hour. Boomer was very
Gio
much
on your
it.
Side or the other side?
Well, Gio felt like, yes, there should have been a meeting.
Okay,
of
so
the
Gio's a good guy.
Good guy.
So Gio's in our friend category.
Correct.
Boomer, not a friend.
Well,
I'm a friend.
He mocked me for this
mocked.
Take.
Mocking. Mocked.
Yeah.
Right. Anybody else critical of your take there?
Many. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Anyone by name?
I think Evan and Tiki both kind of thought it was ridiculous.
So not a friend, Evan and Tiki?
Correct. Well, I mean.
So you've got one friend outside of me, and that's Gio.
Yes.
Correct?
That's correct. As of right now, on this subject, yes.
Okay, just checking.
And I'm not sure. I don't know where my standing is with the midday show right now. I don't know if every time I go in there I have to wear the L or something. But I've been found guilty of crimes against sportsmanity or something along those lines.
I don't know what happened.
Well, yesterday we had the discussion about that I wore the Eagles jersey for my son's
flag football. Yeah, we were busting balls. Yes. Fun, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, I was
your coach of your kids in flag football. Right. The flag football director gave you the Eagles.
Yes.
I had fun with it, but you didn't pick the Eagles.
No.
So they put you on trial?
They put me on trial, where I was prosecuted by Sean Marash, of all people. The very much attorney like
that's
Sean
the first
Marash.
Thing I think.
Yeah.
When I think Sean Marash, I think lawyer.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
First thing I think.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny because
public defender in a college comedy
because
maybe, but yeah.
Evan's son Spencer played for the Phillies in T-ball.
Is that a fact?
So I wish I'd known you were going to trial. I would have helped you out with your defense.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah. So
I listen.
So they're out.
They're out.
Right. Sean Marash is out.
Sean Marash apparently went to high school. His high school's team's name was the Eagles.
Huh. Interesting.
Had no problem being.
He clearly didn't play for them.
Well, that's a good point.
I mean, he just went to games and probably got stoned.
He wasn't an all county football player the way
I was. Not.
No,
he was
not.
Probably near the the burgers and hot dogs.
Yes.
So, for sure. Here's Chris in Ronkonkoma, my favorite lake in New York. How are you doing today, Chris?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Chris?
The happy guys.
There you go.
Anyway. Yes, that's right. We're very happy.
Yeah.
The two of us together.
Very happy.
Very happy.
Yes.
That's funny. That's
so
funny.
I might even say
anyway,
gay.
I'm calling about a reason why John Harbaugh might not take the Giants job.
Okay.
And it has to do with legacy. The two coaches of Parcells and Coughlin won two championships. And if he goes to Atlanta, he wins one championship, he's like the god of Atlanta, right? I mean, you have to do a lot to beat out Parcells.
Look, I don't think anyone's going to be comparing John Harbaugh to Bill Parcells after a year. I just don't think that's going to happen. Obviously, if you go to any town that doesn't have a Super Bowl trophy when you first walk into the building and you're the guy that brings them a trophy, obviously, you walk on water in that town. But there's another part of Atlanta that people are forgetting. If you actually think Atlanta's a threat, I don't, to the Giants getting Harbaugh. Atlanta is notoriously a lousy professional sports town. That is a college football town through and through. Mm-hmm. And while, yes, the Dirty Birds captivated Atlanta, and Dan Reeves did a good job down there, and they blew a Super Bowl, of course, to the Patriots that would have been celebrated for the ages. The reality is that if you talk to sports fans in Atlanta, the Falcons are not top of mind.
Mm-hmm.
They never have been.
Yeah.
They never will be. That is when does Georgia start their spring practices? That's what it is. And that's what it's always going to be. So if you had a choice, if you're looking for a town that loves its professional football, Tennessee might like professional football, but not the way New Yorkers do. This is a football town.
100%.
Matter of fact, we kind of feel like we invented the sport of football,
mm-hmm.
right? The history of the NFL comes through New York, period, stop.
Yeah.
It doesn't go through any other city or town like it does this one.
Yeah.
So that's the reality.
No, I mean, of course. I mean, there's other coaches who've been successful here. I mean, he's not chasing the ghosts.
Look, and by the way, if you go to Atlanta and win a Super Bowl, yes.
Yeah.
You'll be in the Atlanta Sports Hall of Fame.
Same thing in Tennessee.
If you go to Tennessee,
yeah.
maybe you'll become more popular than the Dixie Chicks. I don't know. Yeah. But it's not the same as winning here.
I think they're just the chicks now.
Yeah, when the country went woke, people started boycotting Dixie Chick concerts and album sales because of the word Dixie.
Yep.
So they just became the chicks.
Yep.
And then nobody bought their albums anymore. That's the way it goes.
You think that's what it was?
Yeah.
You think that's what it was?
What do you think it was?
I don't know. Just that they, you know, they ran out of favor. They were no longer as popular as they once were.
They had a couple great albums.
I'm sure they did.
Like, I saw them at a Super Bowl. That's how big they were. No, they played a Super Bowl.
But Paul McCartney doesn't sell like he used to. It doesn't mean anything other
than
he's just...
We're not comparing Paul McCartney now to the Dixie Chicks, are we?
No, we're certainly not. I'm just saying that...
Yes.
I just
they're also not 90.
They're no longer as popular.
That's true.
I don't think it had anything to do necessarily
with the name. But you think they just forgot how to write good country music? Or you think like America turned their backs on them? I think America turned their backs on them.
I think there was a time where they were hot, and then they just weren't as hot.
I think two things happened, and it's unfortunately...
And I don't mean physically.
I got you. I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's what happened.
Yeah.
First, the woke America
said
we're not supporting a group with the name Dixie in it.
Right.
And then when the Dixie chick said, oh, we're screwed, we're going to drop the Dixie, the right-wing country music fans were like, screw you.
Yeah.
We like the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
So they lost on both sides.
I could see that.
That's what happened.
That's what happens when you ride the fence.
Exactly right. But here's Walter in Brooklyn on the Fan. Walter, how are you?
What's up, gentlemen? Good luck on the new show.
Thank you.
Craig.
Yeah.
You got to quit smoking those bottle caps.
Well, I'm eating them. I'm not smoking them, but okay. I'll try when I get home if you want.
Like it seems like you're smoking them also. Let me ask you a question. Who was the Jets quarterback last year?
They had a few of them last year. None of them any better than the first one or the second one or the last one.
Who was the oldest quarterback?
The oldest quarterback on the roster by age? Trying to think who was the oldest. Why do you ask the question?
Who was the most famous?
The most famous was Justin Fields.
No, I'm talking about last year, the previous year.
Yes, I'm aware that Aaron Rodgers was a Jet quarterback. This is one of those times where producers get fired. This is one of those ones like, what did he possibly say to get through the gatekeeper on that one?
Yeah.
No.
It sounded like
Aaron Rodgers played for the Jets last year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what the point of that is. It didn't work out. Period, stop.
Yeah.
Sorry to say that, but that's the reality. You think Pittsburgh's happy with the Aaron Rodgers experience? Probably not.
They won the division.
He got their coach to step down. That's how bad it was with Aaron Rodgers.
He couldn't take any
more Rodgers. Mike Tomlin was like, hey, if I come back, maybe Aaron Rodgers does come back.
Yeah.
I think that was like the type of thing.
I think he might have,
yeah. Maybe he would have, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they did go to the playoffs. They did win the division title. Yeah, we didn't embarrass himself.
I don't think he did.
I think he played all but one.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN. 50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Game. Right when he first hurt the wrist, he sat that next game out, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and he played every game for the Jets the year before with a lot of nagging, you know, lower extremity injuries.
Yep.
But the prospect of coming back to coach the Steelers for a 19th year with Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback forced Mike Tomlin out of football.
Stop it.
See, that's what happened.
I don't know why you hate him.
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Why would I like him?
Because he chose the Jets.
I don't care if you choose us, win. He also chose Alan Lazard for us.
I don't hate him.
Did he not?
I'm surprised you hate him.
I don't hate him.
He did everything he could.
I don't hate the man.
Okay, well, you know what I'm saying.
I don't hate him. I don't think fondly of him as a Jet quarterback.
No, not fondly as him as a Jet.
But I'll tell you why.
Enough. I get it.
The reason I don't like Aaron Rodgers is because Aaron Rodgers said, I think the actual number was 6. So definitely check me on that. But when he finally played for the New York Jets, I don't hold the first year against him. The guy got hurt.
Yeah.
That happens, right? I'm fine with that. But the reason he was brought here was all the close games the Jets had played with Zach Wilson at quarterback.
Right.
Remember, that was a 7-win team with Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Right? That can't be discounted. That happened, right? Then, of course, you have the Mike White nonsense and the Flacco nonsense. But when Aaron Rodgers finally started every game for the New York Jets, there were 6 games, maybe 7, but 6 games where he had the ball in his hands in a 1-score game in the fourth quarter. That was why we wanted Aaron Rodgers. That in that situation, Aaron Rodgers was going to lead us down the field to victory. He didn't do it a single time. So why am I upset with Aaron Rodgers? Because Aaron Rodgers didn't fulfill the obligation he had to Jet fans to be the reason we win 1-score games. He lost every single one of them. That's why I'm upset with Aaron Rodgers and the Jet experience. Now you add to it the fact that he didn't give out candy on Halloween to those nice kids in Cedar Grove, and I have another reason to dislike him.
Okay.
But it's a football reason, not any other reason.
Okay.
That's it.
I get you. I'm just saying,
by the way, you think Steeler fans are happy? At the time, it was a 1-score game, fourth quarter, 50-yard pick for a touchdown. Right?
Right.
You think Steeler fans are happy with that performance?
Game?
Yeah. Back-to-back defensive scores, one on the pick six, one on the fumble. Not his fumble. But yeah. That, and final score, 30-6.
Mm-hmm.
So what's 30 minus 14? 16. That is a 16-6 game with the all-world quarterback and the ball in his hands, and he threw a pick six. Game over. Correct?
Correct.
That's why Steeler fans are happy for him to be gone, and that's why Jet fans are happy that he's gone.
Okay.
And I'll tell you another thing while I'm at it.
It's worked great with us.
The guy took up the oxygen in every room he was in. Every room he walks into, he eats up all the oxygen. No oxygen for anybody else. It's
who
always
else,
about Aaron Rodgers.
Who else needed oxygen?
Huh?
Who else needed oxygen?
Apparently.
Nobody. Nobody. Who else there breathes with the Jets?
Well, Garrett Wilson.
Does he?
Yeah.
Maybe. Why do you like him?
He led the team in receiving yards.
Yeah.
300.
Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers gave you the best quarterback season you've had in 2 decades.
But it wasn't enough. Because
he
came here with the pedigree of being different, of being something we never had.
And it was disappointing.
Think about it.
But it's not all his fault.
Joe Namath is still the best quarterback in our franchise's history.
Mm-hmm.
That's not up for debate.
No.
All due respect to Chad Pennington and Kenny O'Brien and Boomer and you name a quarterback, right?
Fitzpatrick.
The best quarterback we have ever had played in 1969.
Yes.
And threw, by the way, for more yards than any other quarterback we've had since.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yes.
Why do I dislike Aaron Rodgers as a football player?
Yeah.
Because he failed to deliver on the promise.
I know, but the Jets had a lot to do with it. And he came here and he took on the challenge of being in the New York Jets quarterback and tried to change things and went to Pittsburgh and won 10 games in a division.
May I?
Yes, you may.
The New York Jets won 7 games with Zach Wilson.
Correct.
They never won more than that with Aaron Rodgers.
They
How
fell
in the
apart.
World
they fired
do
their
I
coach.
Blame the Jets for Aaron Rodgers' failures? Aaron Rodgers.
How in the world do you blame the Jets
I don't
for
blame
Aaron
the
Rodgers'
Jets.
Failures?
I blame Aaron Rodgers.
Where else did he fail?
Pittsburgh.
With 10 wins.
Green Bay.
With a Super Bowl.
One.
Yeah, one. That's
Just
not failure.
One.
He built the Hall of Fame career there.
One Super Bowl.
You gotta work
one.
On your ink there.
I know. I have ink over my hands. It's what I do. Leave me alone.
All right.
Here's Marcus in Union, New Jersey. Marcus, what's good, Captain?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Big good.
Fan, guys.
What's going
Keep
on,
doing
Marcus?
What you guys are doing? I kind of wanted to switch over a little bit to the Mets. I wanted to ask you guys, what do you guys feel about the starting rotation? Because I don't think it's bad at all. Because you got three young guys. You got Jonah Tong, you got Nolan McLean, who did it really good. You got Sean Manaea coming back. Kodai Senga might have a bounce back year. You know, David Peterson,
Hang on.
Do you really want me to pick that apart? Come on.
Let's agree on something. Since you do like the show and we like you back. Hang on a sec. I'm not going to hang up on you. Let's all make your deal here.
Yeah.
We don't need you to read the roster.
Okay.
Okay? We don't need you to list every pitcher that the Mets have. We are very much aware of the roster. Now, let's go one thing at a time, Marcus. Hang on one sec. You made a comment that requires a response.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Okay. So Big Mac seems like he wants to jump on it.
Well.
He thinks the Mets starting rotation is going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's wishful thinking at its very best, and it's a disastrous rotation at its worst.
Bad.
I mean, you've got a young kid in McLean who's made 8 starts.
Yeah.
Looked very good.
Looked great.
Very good.
Yes.
I can't assume he's going to be the next ace. 8 starts. Now he's going to be the ace. Tom got lit up like a Christmas tree half the times he was out there, and Sproat in his 6 starts was average at best. Right? I mean, that's the 3 starters you're just going to like assume. You mentioned Peterson. He couldn't pitch by the end of the year. They didn't allow it. Not that he wasn't healthy enough. They stopped giving him the ball because he could no longer pitch for them. Manaea was terrible all year outside of maybe his last 2 starts. And Kodai Senga, the same thing, was healthy enough to go at the end of the year, but could not pitch because he could not pitch. Like, that's not a rotation you could feel confident about going to compete with the Phillies and the Dodgers. It's just not.
Clay Holmes?
Clay Holmes, that's the one guy. There you go, Clay Holmes. Real steady number 4. He's a real steady number 4.
So there you go.
I appreciate it. So my next part was,
yes.
Is Tucker really that much better than Bellinger?
Offensively, yes. He's much more consistent. Like, we forget, Bellinger was cut by the Dodgers because he was literally unplayable. That's how bad he was. He was one of the worst everyday players in Major League Baseball for 2 seasons. Then he had a great resurgent year with Chicago. Then he had somewhat of a down year, and they let him go for a salary dump. Like, they were like, please, take him off our hands. Like, that's 3 of the last 5 seasons of Cody Bellinger were unplayable, or please take him off our hands. Now, he had a great year last year, and he is absolutely capable of being borderline in the same ballpark as Tucker. But every year of Tucker's career he's been a much more steady, much more, you know, he's consistent. He's the much better offensive player, much better. Now, Bellinger.
Sorry to interrupt. I have breaking news for you.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Yeah. No, of course,
so here's the latest update on John Harbaugh. Connor Hughes reports that John Harbaugh's visit with the Giants is wrapping up as we speak. The plan at the moment, according to Connor, is that he will still take visits with other teams in the coming days. New York's going to try to prevent that, but Diana Rossini then jumps into the fray and now reports that John Harbaugh is flying out of Teterboro within the next hour or two. He is scheduled to meet in person with the Tennessee Titans decision makers on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
That meeting will serve as a formal in-person interview with the Titans at Harbaugh's home. So according to a combination of Connor Hughes and Diana Rossini, the New York Giants did not land John Harbaugh today. All right, he is going to Teterboro. That's a private airport, as you may know, where I guess he's getting on the TIS jet. I mean, they flew him here.
You got to fly him at least home.
I assume you got to fly him back.
I'm not flying him to another team's facility, but I'll fly him home.
So the Giants, while everything may have gone perfectly today, he is not signing a contract with the Giants as we speak. Giants are obviously trying to change that. But the plan right now, again, according to Diana Rossini and Connor Hughes, it's their reporting, not mine, is that John will be on his way to Teterboro shortly, will fly back home, and he will have an in-person meeting with the Titans decision makers tomorrow. So,
I mean,
maybe that's a courtesy thing, which is fine. But the New York Giants, for the moment, have not landed John Harbaugh just yet.
Yeah, I mean, and it's disappointing. I would have loved to have heard that they landed him, but I'm not overly concerned. I don't think many people, like, it was reported he was going to meet with all these teams, and everybody had that expectation until today when it was announced he was meeting with the Giants, and suddenly it was like, well, maybe he never leaves. Like,
right.
I'm not overly concerned. I figured he was going to go through these interviews. He's going to talk to the Tennessee Titans. He's going to talk to Atlanta. I still think the Giants are the best job. I think it's being reported that he loves the Giant job. I believe it. I think it's the best job. And I'm not overly concerned. I think, you know, at any moment, he could just call up the Giants and say, I'm in.
Yeah, for sure.
That's it. So we'll just wait.
And look,
he's going to do his due diligence. He's going to talk to a couple teams. He's John Harbaugh.
Right. If he and his agent gave other teams and team owners their word that they would have a crack to at least meet with him, Well, you got to live up to that.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean the Giants thing went south today. I don't think it did. I'm sure the Giants thing went perfectly well today. And now the Giants, unfortunately for them and the fan base that you're a part of, now you got to wait. You know, now like you're in the shower, you think you hear the phone ring. Wait, did the phone ring?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you're not a job, right?
Yeah. No.
That's what's going to go on now.
Yeah.
The New York Giants are going to wait, you know, somewhat impatiently.
Yeah.
Because they know that an interview takes a long time.
Yeah.
So if John Harbaugh is meeting with the Titans tomorrow at support in his home, you know, that's another 3, 4, 5, 6 hours that are going to go by that you're probably not going to get word. Now, the hope, if you're a Giants fan, is after he has the respectful, professional meeting with the Titans in his home, the Titans are not staying over for the night.
No.
They're going to a hotel or flying back to Tennessee on their private jet. That maybe you get a phone call tomorrow night after the meeting with the Titans, we're good. Or he then meets with Matt Ryan and the Falcons.
I mean, I think he will.
And if that happens,
I think he will.
Then you're going to have to suck it up into the weekend before you get an answer.
No.
And by the way, if it takes 2 more days to get him as your head coach, you can handle 2 more days. It's going to suck because you know what's going to happen next. The rumor mill is going to happen, and what's going to happen from Tennessee is the guys and gals that cover the Titans.
It went great.
Best meeting he's ever had.
He loves Cam Ward.
Right.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.